There's nothing absurd with a third. It's time now for Begging for Bronze with Brendan Cow.
Now, Gibbo, just keep Brendan there. What, hang on. What is this song?
This is the theme song from the 96 Atlantic Games.
Who chose this? You?
Who's singing it?
Gloria Estefan. It's one of the greatest Olympic theme songs we've heard. But and for it's all, Brendan Cow's yeah, segment. It's perfect.
So we have got the great man Brendan Cow, and that's Gloria Estefan, right? Right.
Good reach. Yeah.
But you've got all those songs to pick, and you haven't chose Conga. Please. Oh. Please, Gibbo. Here we go. Now, this is Gloria Estefan.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad.
Woo up. Nah.
Jam it up.
Nah. Listen, I'm a doyen of Gloria. There's only one song to play for Gloria Estefan. Turn the beat around. Hit it, Gibbo. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, this is you, isn't it?
This is, you need some little bit of funk.
Pump it up, Gibbo. All right, Ed, let's bring him in now. We can bring him in. Begging for Bronze, Brendan Cow.
G'day, gentlemen. Welcome to Begging for Bronze. I was actually thinking maybe a little more first cut is the deepest. Oh, no, it's cuts both ways. My love is like a knife. It cuts both ways. That was one of them.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Paula Abdul.
Yeah, that sounded like...
Yeah, I got that mixed up, didn't I? It cuts anyway.
No. Guys, sure, could be.
Day five.
Yeah.
Coming alive for Bronze. What a bloody day. Lately, with the help of what I'm calling the Launceston Liquid Lizard, Ariana Titmus, quite pleased, we've been drinking from the Golden Cup. But now, finally, gentlemen, we are sculling from Bronze.
Oh, yeah.
Sport Sculls with Jack Cleary, Caleb Antle, Cameron Girdlestone, and Luke Letcher. They managed to hold on to third and claim the bronze medal behind Great Britain with the silver and the Netherlands with the gold. Then it was the women's quad sculls where Rhea Thompson, Rowena Meredith, Harriet Hudson and Caitlin Cronin come across the line in what? Third.
Yeah.
Claiming the second bronze medal for the morning. China surged ahead and Poland took out silver. But the scullers, they knew their place because here down under we know we don't go for gold naturally. We don't strive for silver naturally. When we're at our best down under, we are begging for bronze, confirming my belief that there is nothing absurd about a third. I just want to do a little refresher before we chat on the bronzed Aussie team as it stands. Jessica Fox, canoe slalom. She hit day four, left her feeling like she had to fight the whole way down as gold slid to silver, then slid to bronze. She fought the whole way down. Now that is begging for bronze talk. Fighting down. Mm. Owen Wright, the surfing legend and came back from a Hawaiian wipeout to claim bronze, said, "When I received my medal yesterday, I felt my soul leave my body. Seeing the flag raise was incredible." See, people talk about the glory of gold, but Owen describes it here, that getting bronze is an out-of-body experience. Yes. Brendan Smith, bronze. Emma McKeon, bronze. 4x100 freestyle relay team, the male and female scull team. Bronzed Aussies as it stands. Australia moves to second in the quest for bronze. USA has 9 bronze. China and Australia, a tight second on 8 bronze.
With
some more average efforts in and out of the pond, Australia could be bound for bronze glory in 2020 Ono Tokyo.
So we all appreciate this, Brendan, and we do. And I've got no doubt the athletes, if they can't get the gold, they're realising that people forget silver and they're sliding back to bronze because that's the new movement. However, this guy, if we didn't already think he was a pork chop, he's now confirmed it. I'm talking about Piers Morgan. Now, how dare he, the sentiment and the comments that he's had towards begging for bronze, the audacity, the hide, the temerity, all of the above, how dare he?
Oh, look, I've done a bit of research on this. See, Piers Morgan, Olympians are lining up to ridicule Piers Morgan, saying that silver or bronze medals aren't worth celebrating. Real sporting champions don't celebrate coming third, tweeted Morgan. Tweeted. Fortunately, your opinion means very little to the majority, so pipe down, old chap, said Turner, who never won an Olympic gold but won bronze in the 100-metre hurdles at 2011 World Champions. Morgan hit back and said, well, given I have 7,947,703 more followers. Now, Morgan has never competed in sports, but he did try to seduce Meghan Markle of Suits and ex-royalty fame. And after a series of DMs in the old tweet, Piers invited her to his local pub. He reported she had dirty martinis, the vodka ones, and I had a couple of pints. But after that rendezvous, he claims Megsies went cold, ghosted him. The truth came out. She met Prince Harry at dinner that night, went on a solo date with Prince Harry the next night, never heard from her again, Piers said. Now, I'd say that's less than bronze. I believe that's probably, what, a disqualification? And guess what? Followers are not real, Piers. They're just things in a phone. Tell you what's real. Bronze is real.
Yeah. That is real. Hey, BC, we're just talking to Brooksy before the great news. Gladys has opened up the singles bubble. What'd you make of that?
Oh, well, look, it's definitely pertains to me. And for those wanting to bury themselves in bronze over the next 4 weeks, Gladys has, you know, she's thrown us a lifeline and said, if that's where you're at, you want to bury yourself in bronze. If you've been living by yourself, you're allowed to nominate one person that's allowed to be to visit you. Do you know what it reminded me of? Reminds me of the late 1800s notion of the arranged marriage, because pretty much you just have to choose a person. You might not know them that well, and say we are now in a life and possible death arrangement. And apparently, arranged marriages have a very high success rate, more than marriages based on two people deciding to be together. Wow. I've got a couple of questions. You know, what happens if one person wants to pop out of the bubble? What happens if a man or woman wants to upgrade their bubble? And what happens if the man or woman are into polygamy, meaning inviting other people into the bubble?
Answer that last one.
I think it still sticks to the one there, Brendan. Unfortunately, we can't add a third person into the singles-only bubble.
Can I ask you two, right? It's a bit like Brad Fittler before the team's been named. Like, you're waiting to see whether they come through unscathed through the round. But have you got somebody already penciled down, Brooks?
There is a list of potential candidates for the role.
Right. Is there a captain just yet or no?
No. I think it's we'll find out over time.
Okay, I've got a question for you.
What makes you realise that Jai Arrow was ahead of his time, wasn't he?
He was
trying to construct this kind of a bubble weeks ago. I'll be burying myself in bronze as soon as I can find myself a passing athlete. I've got my hand up. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I'm having vision of burying yourself in bronze. Mine's very, very different to what you're thinking.
Well, the bloke over it. What about the bloke over?
What are you thinking?
No, nothing. It's zinc.
What about the bloke overseas? He got in trouble for burying himself in bronze, didn't he?
He thought
he was at home.
Oh, yes.
And he went to work burying himself in bronze.
Yeah, so we were talking earlier, BC.
Hello to you, Sharpie.
There was a gentleman who went back to work. First time, obviously, England has opened up everything. He's gone back to work and forgot where he was. And he was having his usual Hillary, but realised he was in the photocopying room and someone walked in on him.
We've all got one of those stories, though, don't we? To differing levels.
Yeah.
Where, you know, things have been...
Please share. Quite please.
Inappropriate. No, I think I've shared enough. Already. My mate, Andy Ryan, who's a wonderful actor and Broncos fan, he just put something up on Instagram earlier today saying, g'day, ladies, would anyone like to share the next 4 weeks with me in my bubble? I love to cook. I'm funny. You'd have to love footy, and I've got about 3 to 4 minutes in the bedroom as a joke. And he has been inundated.
Wow.
So maybe it's just about, you know, he was like, I put it up as a joke. Now it's not a joke. So it seems like there's demand out there. So, you know, it's all about connection and community in these desperate times as we face 4 more weeks. Sydney's definitely getting the bronze medal with the old COVID, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I noticed, too, he had Celine Dion all by myself. That was his tune. So, yeah. So well done, Andy.
Now, maybe that's what Andy is. An absolute legend. He also he works with the NRL in mental health and addiction stuff. He does a lot of theatre sports at the NRL. He's a world-class individual. Gents, I don't know if you watched the Matildas last night. Now, you know how I feel about soccer. It's always nil all. It is the world's most boring ever sport. If I was going to take over soccer, I would make the goals wider.
Yes.
And I would also say that once you get over halfway, you can't kick it backwards.
Last
time, every time the Matildas got the ball, they just kicked it back. I don't know if they're obsessed with the goalkeeper or they're just begging for bronze, but they never went forward. But don't you think that'd be great with soccer? Over halfway. You've got to keep going forward. You've got to have a bloody crack. Let's get some 17-12s in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, some 21-14s. Like, there's nil all. People walking home, nil all. It was a great game. No, it wasn't. Nothing happened, soccer.
Or maybe like the AFL, where you've got, if you miss the middle by about 50 metres, you still get a point. Something like that.
Just get the one finger. So that was exciting. Tonight, I'm really pumped. I'm really pumped for the women's featherweight, Skye Nicholson. Amazing story. In her second round against Britain's Karis Artingstall.
Mm-hmm.
Featherweight is 54 to 57 kilos. I mean, you should get a bronze medal for weighing that little, don't you think? I mean,
yes.
Lockdown, I've been hitting those bloody chili lime corn chips and the late night dairy free Magnum. I reckon I put 54 kilos on. That is a very tiny amount of weight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a bit like you, Brendan. I've been good all day, and then at night time, I just fall apart.
Just eat the feelings. Just eat the feelings. And those little, do you do a little bit of reward eating? Like, you were very good today, Joel.
Yes,
you
I do.
Have that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. What else is happening, Brendan? What else are you looking forward to tonight?
Just the boxing and the Boomers are going to have a crack tonight. We've got our man Paddy Mills. I don't know if you remember that Paddy Mills, he came out, he was holding the flag. And the Canadian commentator said, Australia's gone with two women holding their flag. Paddy Mills, the other female there. So hopefully, if Paddy doesn't go well with the Boomers, we're hoping they might not notice. We could get him in there with the Opals.
Oh, yes.
And maybe bolster their attack as well. So that's all I've got. But it could be the end of the world as we know it there in Ono, Tokyo. There's been a heat wave. There's a plague. And apparently the typhoon is coming any time now. So that's very exciting stuff as nature fires up against Ono, Tokyo. But yeah, that's been Begging for Bronze. And just a firm reminder to Australia, nothing absurd about a third.
Yes. And just a firm reminder to you, early to bed tonight, because you are here live in the studio driving for goal with Joel and Fletch. So early to bed tonight, please, Brennan.
I can't wait, mate. No burying myself in bronze tonight. I'll be staying focused.
Stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is.
All right, gentlemen.
Okay. Well done. Outstanding.